Let's review those TV debate programmes. There's another one coming shortly, but the first one was The Battle for Number 10, hosted by Jeremy Paxman and Kay Burley on Channel 4 and Sky.
But if what you're saying to me is, would it be better for our country, for example, to withdraw from the European Union?
I haven't mentioned the European Union.
No, I'll tell you why I'm saying
you're making up a question to yourself.
That's not the question. The question is...
It's the question I'm asking.
Well, I'm saying that the figure was too high as a result of the global financial crisis.
Did you spend too much? My question was, did you borrow too much? You think, no, you didn't borrow too much. Did you spend too much? Some programmes, perhaps.
Now, you're asking yourself questions.
I'm trying to summarise your position according to the questions you've been asked rather than the questions you've asked yourself.
So, questions. Here's the BBC's political correspondent, Chris Mason. Hello, Chris.
Hello, morning.
Did you watch it?
Well, Paddy, I think the question is not did I watch it, but did the two leaders answer the questions? Those questions put, as you say, by Jeremy Paxman and members of the public, along with Kay Burley.
So did you watch it?
Well, many people did watch it. I think my mum watched it. You know, my cousin definitely watched it, or at least some of it, maybe all of it. And one or two Radio 4 listeners watched it too. You may even have seen those shots helpfully provided by the broadcaster Sky from what they called their HD Skycopter. It was hovering above the industrial estate in London where the whole thing happened.
It did. And did you watch it?
Well, the spinners from rival political parties, they watched it. There was not an inconsiderable audience, I can tell you, Paddy, watching in Alderney and indeed on Lundy. 5.7 million viewers did watch at least 3 minutes of the programme.
And did you?
Oh, yes.
So, did David Cameron and Ed Miliband answer all the questions?
Well, I think it's important to look at the questions that were not answered, certainly not at first anyway, because, you know, this is something the politicians like to do. It's something of a cunning political trick.
So did they answer some questions?
Well, David Cameron didn't put a figure on the debt, and Ed Miliband wouldn't say if the country was full.
So did they answer any questions?
One or two eventually.
Did they name some personal failings?
Well, you know, it's quite hard, isn't it, to own up to really bad failures, both in life and in politics, really. Remember when Nick Clegg tried it over tuition fees? He kind of said, I'm sorry, and then it ended up being remixed into a song.
That's right, but did they name any personal failings?
Well, the question is, can any of us really be asked to ponder on what's really wrong with each of us? Could you, for instance, say, what was really wrong with BH? I mean, that's what we should be really looking at here, I think.
I think that's not the question. Well, we can't answer that question, Chris, and we certainly mustn't ask it. But what about my question? Did they own up to any failures? Did they answer that question?
Well, that, I would say, is another question altogether. And it's certainly not the same question as we began with, is it? And it may not even be relevant. But, you know, I'm a firm believer, as so many people are at Westminster, that straight answers are really important in politics. So here is my direct answer.
We're out of time, Chris. I'm sorry. You can't give me your direct answer now. We're completely crashing the arches if you give us your direct answer. Thank you very much indeed. And you'll be watching on, is it Thursday for the new ones?
Thursday for the next one on ITV, a not inconsiderable assembly of seven political leaders around the table. Could be gripping television every single minute of that. And if Thursday doesn't work for your diary, there's always the week after. Or the week after that.
Right. Very well. I hope you'll see you again. Chris Mason, thank you very much indeed on answering questions.